A chilly hello to you, too. I think we're all cold today. This is a cold story, and it's I can't really go into the whole thing because it takes too long, but we all remember Tammy Wynette, right?
Yep.
Tammy Wynette was the first female country artist to sell an album to go platinum, Country Music Hall of Famer, best known for the song Stand By Your Man, best known for being married to George Jones for a while, number one hits, died in 1998. It's been a not rest in peace the entire time she has passed away. Her children have been in a constant state of uproar. They think their mother was killed, but they could never prove it. They thought she was given an overdose of pain. Remember, they dug up her body a short time after she was buried and did another narcopsy, I believe is what they call it, necropsy or whatever, and it wasn't inconclusive. Well, the man that had caused a lot of that trouble has since died. He was supposed to be buried above her in the crypt. He even had her name taken. Tammy Wynette was removed. It's not on her grave. It says Virginia W. Richardson. Well, now they've even moved the body of George Ritchie away from there, and she's by herself. Her kids want it right. They want their mother's name restored to Tammy Wynette. And they've started a Facebook page called A Restoration. So, Tammy Wynette's name and legacy. You can find it. If you have any trouble finding it, I'm going to post it on my Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else over the weekend. That's a crazy story.
It really is.
Woman can't even have her name on her grave. Tim Wilson, the comedian who died over the weekend, apparently we now know that he wasn't feeling well. His manager insisted he go by the hospital. He did, and they found a blockage in an artery, and then he had a heart attack and died right there.
Oh, man.
He was 52. Boy, the NASCAR family was definitely remembering him yesterday. He had some funny stuff, including Garth Brooks ruined my life.
Yep.
Carrie Underwood, Blake Shelton, Dierks Bentley will play the Panama City Gulf Coast Jam Festival August 29th. Panama City Beach, Florida. That sounds pretty good today, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Scotty McCreery, gold record for See You Tonight. He plays SeaWorld in Orlando this weekend. Luke Bryan and his Beach Cobra band, they're going to get a little chilly. Fargo Dome tonight, Bismarck on Saturday, St. Paul on Sunday, while Colt Ford and B.J. Thomas, Little Big Town and Rascal Flatts are playing the Strawberry Festival in Plant City, Florida.
I'd take the Strawberry Festival.
I think we'd both have a little strawberry shortcake with some whipped cream.
And warmer temps.
Ooh-wee.